Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
Coming up, the NBA is officially back, and it sure did not disappoint. How the Sixers overcame a 17-point deficit and had one of their best wins of the season. Hello, James Harden. Plus, the new-look Lakers, they dominated the Dubs without great performances from LeBron and AD. So Kendrick Perkins weighs in on why they might be the scariest team in the West. And do not miss part two of my sit-down with Ja Morant, Jason Tatum, Donovan Mitchell, and Luka Doncic.
Well, I hope I get the beer or wine.
He hopes he gets the beer or the wine. Ooh-wee, just wait until you see where the wheels stop spinning. We had so much fun. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by Levi's, alongside Chinea Agumake, Ramona Shelburne. I'm Malika Andrews. We have a lot to get to in today's show. Woj will be joining us shortly with the latest between Quinn Snyder and the Atlanta Hawks, but we need to start with last night, because I was in Crypto.com Arena. I was back in the press room, and a bunch of us actually delayed going out into the bowl to watch the beginning of the Lakers and the Warriors, because we had to see what happened in the end of Sixers and the Grizzlies. This is where things got a little bit spicy, Chiné. Joel Embiid, James Harden going to work, passing it off.
Okay,
Jaren gets up for that one.
A lot of people say he's a candidate for Defensive Player of the Year. I know he's played limited games, but he is an all-star, and he makes his money on that end of the floor.
So you may be wondering, why are we showing you this point in the game? Well, it's early. Yes, it's the second quarter. Yes, it was an excellent block. But also the Memphis Grizzlies were up by 17.
They were.
So ahead to the fourth quarter, the final minutes, four-point game at this point. James Harden, nowhere to go, fading away.
That was the shot of the night, man. That just incredible shot making by James Harden.
And then Ja Morant, the other end. I mean,
hello.
He was trying to baptize, to put Joel on the Embiid on a poster. And Joel said, no, sir. There would be a foul called on the kerfuffle that ensued afterwards, but not on this play. Oh, my goodness.
Statement.
A whole new kind of poster, Jeanette.
That might change the trajectory of the Sixers this postseason.
That so now, Memphis up by two. Joel Embiid going to work, dishes it out. Tobias Harris in the corner. He's been a little bit shaky this season. Not on that shot, Ramona. The Sixers, they take a one-point lead. Ja Morant going the other way, looking, bounces off the front rim. Can they regain possession? No. James Harden diving on the floor, gives it up to Joel Embiid, who throws it down. The Philadelphia 76ers crowd, one of my favorite arenas in the entire NBA, by the way, loves it. Joel Embiid putting an exclamation mark on the comeback run. The Sixers, just incredible, incredible resilience from them. Desmond Bane trying to get it to go. One shot, two shot. Okay, there's still 13 seconds left, though, Jaren. He heaves it up for one more. It's not going to go. The 76ers hold on to get the win. 110-105. Harden, 31 points, 7 rebounds, 7 assists, 27-19 for Embiid. But, Chiné, as you were looking at this game, what stood out to you the most?
Well, you'll see. They really stormed back in the final 90 seconds. They went on a huge run. And look at the numbers right here. The Grizzlies, they really fell short. 1 point versus the 76ers, 10. Look at this fact right here. James Harden, he scored or assisted on 5 of the 10 points needed for them to get the win. But really, as great of a win this was for Philly, this was about the Grizzlies. And I want to dive into the play that really determined the loss outcome. And watch this right here. First, I want to show you exactly where Ja Morant is. He's right there. This is the play where they're, let's look at the time and score for a second. The play is for Desmond Bane. And so as it starts, time and score. What do we have right here? It's a 3-point game. And they're going to try to go for the tie, right? So they have a screen the screener play that they'll run for Desmond Bane. So here the screens come, they loop around. It's actually a really great play. This is a screen the screener. Jaren Jackson Jr. does his job. And look at the look that the Grizz get. right there. Bam. Look at this space. That's beautiful. You've got your guy who shoots 42% from three. That's an ugly two. That 42% from three, who's top 10 in the NBA in three-point shooting percentage. An amazing wide-open look to really clinch the deal. All right. But everything after here was a problem. And I'll show you this first and foremost. The best way to get another three is an offensive rebound. But I want you again. Watch Ja. He has not moved. He's frozen. He's stuck in time. And then also watch Bane. Is hesitate again on a shot. What does he do? Pump fakes. And also, I didn't even show you because they were playing 4-on-5. 1, 2, 3, 4 defenders. The Grizz, they had 5 guys that could have really given them looks, right? So it's crazy. They get another look. There was a hesitation. Jaw's still chilling over here. There's a tap. But let me freeze it here. Freeze it. You have 13.5 seconds. This is my guy. Yep. You guys know I love him, number 13. But in this moment, again, time and score, this is probably not the look you want. Three guys versus one. Instead, you can kick the ball out. Look at where everyone else is. You've got a player here. You have a player here. You have a player here. And literally, I'll tell you right here, Ja has not moved. I don't know if he felt some type of way that the plays were not designed for him. His hands are out. He's like, why are we taking this shot right here? But this is not the look. You got the first initial look you wanted, but after that, it just sort of summarizes where the Grizz are. They're not on the same page.
Right, and it made me, that was a play today where I'm going, what? Why are we making this discussion? By the way, I love watching you on the iPad breakdown, sis. You are so good at them. We can't talk about the dark side, though, and not welcome in the president, Kendrick Perkins, because yesterday, Janae, we heard Big Perk say, the player with the most at stake down the stretch of the season is Ja Morant. So what did you learn watching Ja last night, Perk?
Well, one is that their IQ is below zero, and it's really dark outside, dark in that arena. When you talk about the dark side, because listen, here's one, it's one thing to have talent, but it's one thing to be selfish and have a low IQ, and that's what the Memphis Grizzlies have. And then unless they figure out a way to get a veteran in that locker room, to police that locker room, to hold guys accountable about playing basketball the right way, they will be a first-round exit. I'm saying it right now. They will be a first-round exit. It is disturbing to watch some of the shots that Jaren Jackson Jr. shoot. It is beyond disturbing to watch Dylan Brooks shoot some of the shots he take. When you're trying to win a championship, you need guys to be stars in their role. You need to have an identity. Who are you going to run your offense to? Who are your two go-to guys? Mm. And the Memphis Grizzlies don't have that. And so when you have that low IQ, you lose a game like you did last night because of terrible possessions on the offensive end, and it's disturbing to watch.
It was one of those things where you just say, okay, this is a young team.
Yeah.
Like, that is a young team mistake to make that at the end of games. And at this point, for what we expected the Memphis Grizzlies, you just
Falling
can't
short.
Do that. Please do not go too far. I need to have a little bit of a chat with the both of you later because we have so much more to get to in this show. It is packed. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to head back to the desk here because I want to chat with Zach and Ramona. We are, 7 minutes into this show.
Yeah.
It was very important to break down all that went wrong for the Memphis Grizzlies, but 7 minutes in and we have yet to talk about the 76ers and one of their best wins of the season. For you, Ramona, what was it that stood out to you the most about how the Sixers were able to pull this together?
Oh, I think it was their defense. I mean, this is a team that, look, they have a lot of these comeback wins. This is the fifth time this year that they've erased a lead of 15 or more points and come to win a game. Okay, that's the most in the league this year. So we know they can come back. The way they came back, that was not that offensive juggernaut of Joel Embiid and James Harden that we've seen. They came back with their defense, and that's Embiid with 6 blocks. You saw the block on Ja Morant, but he had another one with Tillman. He had just that kind
Everywhere.
Of a defensive effort. And, you know, he started off the game very poorly offensively. He was really sick. He missed shoot around earlier in the day, was fit sick throughout the game. And I think you saw the quotes afterwards. He said, I had to find a little Bill Russell in me because I didn't have anything offensively. And then he sort of found his way back into it offensively. But they won that game defensively.
Yeah.
And they have a big game coming up against the Celtics. And the Celtics always exploit them defensively because of the liabilities that you have with Harden and Maxey. If the Sixers can win games defensively like this, they can be a good team in the playoffs.
I got to tell you, Ramona, we've been talking, and Joel Embiid deserves all the shine. I've seen
more and more this morning. How are we not talking about him more for MVP? How are we not talking about him more for MVP? And we absolutely should be. But last night, to me, and I should have known when James Harden put the headband on, but it was such an impressive game from him. I know, Zach, that the Sixers, they are near and dear to your heart. You've been preaching them all season long. Are we taking them for granted at this point?
I don't know if we're taking them for granted, because what they and James Harden have done in the very biggest games, they don't deserve the benefit of the doubt. But I keep saying this. If James Harden and Joel Embiid, and specifically Harden, play in the biggest playoff games the way he played last night, they have everything they need to go toe-to-toe with Boston and Milwaukee. Yeah, maybe they're one wing defender short. Tobias Harris is sometimes overtaxed guarding Jaylen Browns and Jason Tatum's. That's not really in his wheelhouse. But no team is perfect. They are loaded. They have everything. And if they show up in the playoffs, A, they have a lot at stake, and B, they can beat anybody. But we have seen James Harden fall short in elimination games, in huge games, a lot of times. And so that's the only part that's TBD for me. When they play like that, when he plays like that,
right,
they can go toe-to-toe with anyone. They're loaded.
They're absolutely loaded. They get the win 110-105. That's after being down by 17 points. All right, let's get to Atlanta, because earlier today, Woj reported that the Hawks, they are nearing a deal to hire former Jazz head coach Quinn Snyder after the dismissal of Nate McMillan on Tuesday. I want to welcome in senior NBA insider Adrian Wojnarowski to our show now, because this search, it's in day three. Woj, why has Atlanta zeroed in on Snyder here?
And Malika, Quinn Snyder is the most accomplished available coach out in the marketplace. And really what Atlanta needs, which is someone who is a renowned program builder, and they need a program in place in Atlanta, player development, accountability, and somebody who can get this team much better on the defensive end. But when you hire Quinn Snyder, you saw him do it in Utah, you get an all-encompassing package. And from the moment that they dismissed Nate McMillan on Tuesday, their focus was on Quinn Snyder. I'm told that he remains really the sole focus of this search. And he, the front office ownership, have been in constant conversation over the past several days on what a partnership would look like. Landry Fields, their general manager, Kyle Korver, their new assistant GM who played for Quinn Snyder, and of course, ownership in Atlanta. So these are discussions that are moving on pretty aggressively. And I think there's optimism here that there's a deal near in the coming days.
The Hawks currently sit at 8th in the Eastern Conference. Woj, thank you so much. Please keep us posted as this story develops. I want to bring Zach Lowe and Kendrick Perkins back into the conversation, because, Perk, if Snyder is, in fact, named the head coach of the Hawks here, what kind of impact do you think he's going to have on this team and then on Trae Young specifically?
Well, I mean, he's proven, Malika. I mean, we saw him do a hell of a job with the Utah Jazz, in my opinion, especially monitoring the relationship between Rudy Gobert and Donovan Mitchell. Here's the thing. Trae Young, you're on the clock. Like, you've been through two coaches already, and you're going on your third. You're a bona fide star, walking borderline superstar in this league. You're going to get a coach that has put guys in position to be successful. We watched Donovan Mitchell thrive under Quinn Snyder. It just didn't work out for us, them accomplishing what they needed to accomplish, and that was reaching the NBA Finals when Donovan Mitchell was in the Utah Jazz. But Trae Young is going to be on the clock. Is he a franchise guy? Can he take over the franchise and be the leader that they need him to be on and off the court? Is he going to accept the role of letting a coach hold him accountable? That's who I'm looking at. It's not Quinn Snyder. He's going to come in and do what he do. This one right here is on Trae Young.
Zach?
We hear this phrase about Trae Young. Perk said it, Woj said it, accountability, holding him accountable. And that's what's going to be interesting here. What does that actually mean? Quinn Snyder is a great coach. If you can get Quinn Snyder to coach your team, you should get him. I voted him coach of the year at least once in Utah. What's interesting about him is he's a system coach. He likes ball movement and intricate set pieces and things moving side to side. But he also adapted in Utah to give Donovan Mitchell more control of the offense. So they met in the middle. And it will be interesting to see if he and Trae Young can meet in the middle, because I think when people say accountability and all this, they mean a couple of things. Number one, you got to move off the ball. You got to be a more active off-ball threat. We traded all this stuff for DeJounte Murray. He can't just be a bystander waiting for his turn. And number two, you got to buy in more on defense.
Yeah.
We can't be covering for you every single possession when teams hunt you down. So it's a talented roster, and Quinn Snyder's a great coach. And it'll be interesting to see if they can meet in the middle.
Yeah, it's going to be if all the puzzle pieces can fit together, because it feels like since the Hawks went to the Eastern Conference Finals a couple of years ago, we've been waiting for them to get back to that spot, and we've just been waiting. So maybe Quinn Snyder is a person to do that. I'm hearing that Adrian Wojnarowski is back to join us again. Woj, what do you got?
Well, Malika, I think Zach and Perk both alluded to it, but about Trae Young, and part of the conversation that's going on with the Hawks and Quinn Snyder is, you know, the very real possibility that if he accepts the job, that he starts as coach before this season is over. Mm. And the reason you would do that is, number one, to start building a relationship with the key players here, but especially Trae Young, and allow Quinn Snyder to evaluate the personnel, evaluate how the pieces fit together. We know John Collins has been on the trade block really for two full seasons. And to give Quinn Snyder a head start on helping the organization make some decisions as they go forward. And that would be a big part of Quinn Snyder accepting this job, is not so much trying to turn around a season of a team that's a game under 500 in eighth place, but to see if he can, to get his sense of what he thinks of the pieces and the parts, and do they go forward with this group as it's currently constituted.
Right, because looking at the rest of the East, they are built to be formidable for years to come, and the Hawks certainly want to be a part of that conversation. Woj, thank you so much. Still to come on NBA Today, Russell Westbrook, he is set to make his debut with the Clippers, and he's expected to return to the starting lineup. Our expectations, that's coming up next. And staying in Los Angeles, how the Lakers, they trounced the shorthanded Warriors last night. Why the defending champions should maybe be worried with just 23 games left. Plus, we are only minutes away from the second part of my sit-down conversation with the future of the league. Don't miss who they said is the best trash talker. I love that answer. NBA Today, coming back after the break.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501 jean.
Our award winner for print journalism has covered the NBA for more than two decades, including 18 NBA All-Star Games and NBA Finals. He began covering the NBA as a Nuggets beat writer for the Denver Post. Elected as the winner of the 2023 Kurt Gowdy Award for Print Media, Mark J. Spears.
This is so special. I can officially say, for the very first time on this show, we are joined by a Kurt Gowdy Award winner, Mark Spears, Hall of Famer. Mark, congratulations, my friend. I have no doubt, I had no doubt that you deserved to be named to the Hall of Fame for your contributions to the league and to covering basketball. But I wanted to say to you on this show that you are also a Hall of Fame mentor to so many black journalists, including myself. There are people who don't know this story, but you took me to pancakes when I was still in college, when no one was responding to my emails, when no one was giving me a chance, and you helped open doors for me. So I just wanted to say, my friend, I am so happy for you. Congratulations.
Oh, I love you. Thank you. You got me. I thought we were talking about the Warriors.
Oh, we are.
Hey, I'm a good scout. I'm a good scout. I knew you were going to be special, you
well,
know, you and your sister.
Sweet.
So, no, thank you very much. And, yeah, this is beautiful, beautiful award for me, and I'm still speechless about it.
Well,
thank
to you, to Sheikah, to your family, we are so, so happy for you. But you mentioned the Golden State Warriors.
Man.
Let's get to the team you've covered for many, many years, Golden State, because they were in action right across the street last night, taking on the Los Angeles Lakers. We're going to pick that one up here because LeBron and Anthony Davis, it wasn't a great night for them, but the Lakers, they were still able to put in work, Chiney. You can see LeBron James hugging Draymond Green there. We're going to pick this one up in the second quarter. Oh!
This is not the All-Star game.
No, this is not the All-Star
game. But that is the same dunk from the same angle. The tomahawk from the side.
I mean, it's a signature at this point. LeBron James throws it down, but on this play, D'Angelo Russell, he would sprain his right ankle. He left for the rest of the game, didn't return. It's not expected to be too serious, which is good news for the Los Angeles Lakers because they looked good last night with their new addition.
They didn't look good. They looked good with the T. And we all know the Warriors are struggling without Steph, without Wiggins, but the reality is the Lakers, they finally found depth. They feel like they're playing with joy again, and that man had himself a night, Mr. Reeves.
Well, Austin Reeves, yep. It was a night for the supporting cast. Austin Reeves, once again.
Look at him. He's catching bodies, throwing dimes. LeBron doing his thing from the corner. Hello.
Here's the thing. When LeBron James is nailing threes like that,
like it's
there's
a wrap. It's over.
It's over. And it was over in the fourth quarter. The Lakers up big at this point. LeBron James at this point just putting icing on the cake. Take a listen after the game.
I just think guys know what's at hand, man. You know, they know we don't have any more time or games to waste. You know, we got to maximize each day, whether it's a game day or non-game day, coming into a practice day, you know, with a focus on how we can get better as a team.
That's all we want to do is go out and have fun. You know, us having fun, you know, playing the right way, playing defense, making the right plays offensively, leads to victories. And, you know, when you're winning basketball games, you know, it's always fun and you can enjoy it. So, you know, we just want to keep putting a string of wins together and get back in the race.
So check this out. LeBron and AD, I mentioned this. They'd played 161 games as teammates, including the playoffs. But yesterday, Thursday, it was the first time where neither ranked among the top three scorers.
What?
But their supporting cast stepped up. And that's not something that we've been able to say all season long. So the Lakers, they now find themselves just a game and a half back of the Warriors. Perk, I'm going to start with you here. Coming out of this one, do you believe that the Lakers, that they're trending up, or is this just more about the Warriors trending down?
I told y'all this yesterday. When I was going back and forth with Zach, I told y'all that yesterday that the Lakers, look, they postseason started last night, okay? Take it one game at a time, win about five games in a row, get to 500, and after that, lights are over. And we all could agree that if the Lakers was to match up with the Memphis Grizzlies, they would actually beat them. If they was to match up in the first round with the Sacramento Kings, they would actually beat them. They have the pieces. I love what Vanderbilt is bringing to the table. They're so deep right now that Lonnie Walker didn't even see the floor that many minutes last night. That's how much depth the Lakers have, and they have it all in the right places. Now, can I say this for a second?
Yes.
What about the Golden State Warriors, okay?
What about them?
What about Draymond? What about Draymond hugging LeBron when he probably should have been hugging his teammates because they the one who needed to get his trust back? And I said this at the start of the season when the incident happened with him and Jordan Poole at training camp. It's going to be hard to repair that locker room. It's going to be hard to get that togetherness back. And right now, they don't have it. You have Klay Thompson, who's still trying to prove to the world that he's the Klay of old. You have Jordan Poole, who is an emotional killer when he's playing bad. Like, he drains the energy out of the locker room. And you have Draymond Green. the guy who's been the heart and soul of that team for so long, the so-called leader that can't gain it back. They can't gain it back. You know why? Because when you try to hold a guy accountable, they're going to say, you know what, man, we ain't really hearing what you got to say. So now I'm looking at the Warriors and I'm saying, you know what? This is the time. This is the time. This is the time with so many question marks, and they could, and I could honestly sit up here and say that they're over with. They're over with. This season is over for them. Whether Steph comes back or not.
Slow the roll, bro. Slow the roll, bro. Perk.
Yeah.
If Steph and Wiggs are not playing for the rest of the season, maybe that's the case. But the reality is the Warriors, they've had a lot of, you're right, they've had more questions than answers. But still, Steph and Wiggs are the key pieces for them to make that postseason run. That's the same key pieces for them to be competitive. I think I learned more about the Lakers in actuality just because you mentioned it. Their depth is going crazy. We know when Steph and Wiggs hit the floor, the Warriors can compete and they feel like they can beat anybody. So much so that people still have them as championship contenders.
Yeah.
Regardless of their, 7-23 or so road record, right? But we didn't know about this with the Lakers. This is do or die time. And when you think about these Lakers in the big picture, you mentioned depth. This is back-to-back games where 12 out of 13 of their players have scored. Mm. They've won 3 out of the last 4 games since the trade deadline. If they really want to make something shake, the time for them is now because most of their players are available. And they have to do it with all these foes lining up. I think it's how many Western Conference foes that they're going
6.
Up and up against.
Yeah.
Right. So we know what the Warriors situation is. This is the Lakers team that we've been waiting for. And we're seeing if they are going to get what they need to be doing done.
Yeah. Where do you fall on this, Mark?
Perk, it ain't got nothing to do with Draymond right now. They need players. They need to sign you and Sinead to 10 days right now.
More me.
This is a team that's super depleted. Curry's out, right? Who knows when he's going to come back? Wiggins is out. And, yeah, Malika, they need you, too. Wiggins is out for personal reasons till probably next week. Gary Payton's out. Iguodala's played 3 games this season. You're talking about 4 players who are playing for them in the finals, and none of them are suiting up now. They're using 2 two-way players in their rotation right now.
Yeah.
In Lamb and Jerome. This is a team that's in 10th place. The last place of the play-in, and I think right now the best case scenario is for them to get back to the play-in. It's a really, really tough situation health-wise for the Warriors, and they're not even really looking at the free agents right now. There's nobody I've heard that's on the horizon to join this team. So what it is what it is, and what it is it's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good, and they better not lose to Houston tonight, at home. But on the road, they're really deplorable defensively, and they just haven't been good on both ends.
Well, I saw Steph Curry last night. He was in street clothes, but he did get a couple of shots up right before he went back into the tunnel. So who knows? Hopefully, I know he's not slated to be reevaluated until next week.
Spears, I know you hooped.
But
you can put yourself in the lineup, too.
Yeah, we can see you in the lineup. Coming up on NBA Today, 22 triple-doubles for the back-to-back MVP. But is Nikola Jokic the best player in any given playoff series? Because that's when it comes down to it. That's when it matters the most. We answer that coming up next. And it's the best of the best, the top of the top of last night across the association. Did Chris Boucher?
Love his name.
Oh! Did that dunk make the cut? Plus, it's safe to say the future of the NBA, it is in good hands if Ja, Tatum, Luka, and Donovan are leading the way. My exclusive second part of the sit-down interview is coming up next.
Interview of the year again, Malika.
Sis, I appreciate you.
Viral.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's check out last night's one top play brought to you by Uber One. Jason Tatum, he came up huge in overtime with his putback to seal the Celtics win over the Pacers. Tatum had his 33rd 30-point game of the season, tying Paul Pierce for the fourth most in a single season in Celtics history. Here's Tatum after the game.
It was either I left all my shooting in Utah or still drunk from vacation. That's how I played tonight. A good stat line, but, you know, really not a really good game. But, you know, just for one, glad we won and just try to find ways to make plays on both ends, it, you know, just so we could win and everybody feel better about themselves.
We appreciate the honesty. Jason Tatum, Luka Doncic, Donovan Mitchell, and Ja Morant. They are four of the players that represent the future of the NBA. And yesterday, right here on this show, we shared with you part one of our conversation, the first time that these four players have ever sat down for an interview together. And today, let's have a little fun, because we played a little game, and it involved Luka's beverage of choice. May I have the wheel, please?
Oh, I hope I get the beer wine.
Which one do you hope you get?
Beer wine.
Ja, would you spin the wheel for me?
Me.
Luca.
No. I'll say both.
Both? Your turn, JT. You can spin it harder than Luca did.
I didn't know. You guys said slowly.
No, you were trying to get the one. Any player all time. Which move would you want? Which move have you worked on to grab of somebody's? Or one of these three, I guess.
Ja and Donovan, they like to come down full speed and throw the ball, cross jab. And being that athletic helps, right? I'm not that fast. So if I was as fast as those guys, I could come down full speed and finish. That'd be pretty cool.
Advice on getting there?
I don't know, maybe lift some more weights and get the legs somehow.
Nah, I gotta get stronger.
It's your turn. Oh.
I definitely do wine, for sure.
Red or white?
Red.
All right, I'm gonna spin one last time for all of you guys. What's everybody's cheat meal? Mine is cookies or cake.
Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
Like fries or just straight up?
No, just straight up sweet potatoes.
I like ice cream sandwiches.
I would say the Snickers ice cream.
I like those.
Banana pudding.
Banana pudding?
Yeah.
Homemade or?
Yeah, homemade.
All right.
Mom Deuce.
Banana pudding.
Watch after the whistle is called, Ja Morant. Yes.
Who's the best trash talker out of the four of you? Ja or Luca?
Ja, for sure.
Yeah, is that true?
Probably one of those two. Yeah, definitely one of these two.
I mean, I thought you guys were gonna say Luca, honestly.
Me?
Yeah.
Only when somebody talks to me.
Tatum, a little flicker, and Tatum with the left hand.
This is the first time you've all been in this room together. Probably will be the last time for a long time. Is there anything you want each other to know about yourselves, about what you're trying to do for the game?
In a way, like, I appreciate all these guys. In a sense, they bring the best out of me from, you know, we all around the same age, and the things they, you know, do on and off the court, it raises, you know, my level. And, you know, I got nothing but love and respect for them. But when we, like, play against each other, try and kill them.
I think you look at all of us here, like, we've been in the league not too long as a group, but everybody here has had question of what we could be in this league. You know, Ja coming from Murray State, you know, Luka, everybody talking about he's from overseas, and nobody knew. JT, you know, same thing, and then myself, like, we've overcome that little hurdle. we are who we are in this league, and definitely something to appreciate and appreciate each other for. That's pretty dope.
We bring back in Mark Spears, and as a Hall of Famer, you've seen the torch passed from generation to generation throughout your career covering the league. So what stands out to you the most as you listen to these four guys talk and you think about the future of the game?
Well, first of all, that was a cool interview you got. That's what I think about first. But when I see them, I actually think about even further in the future. I'm excited about Victor Wembanyama and what he's going to do and the influence he's going to have. Yeah, he's playing for France right now, but his dad is also from Congo. So I think he's going to have a huge influence on Africa. And, you know, right now there's a revolution going on in Africa basketball-wise. South Sudan qualified for the World Cup today thanks to the coaching of Luau Deng. The NBA Africa Academy is producing players. Keep an eye on a player, the first big point guard coming out of Africa, Thierry Darlan. And they're like, even like Cape Town is hiring a coach for the future in Rashid Hazard, Walt Hazard's son. Tanzania is looking for a head coach for its program. For you basketball coaches out there, like, Africa's going to do it big. And I think somebody like Victor, whose dad has African ties, is going to convince all these super tall cats out of Africa to play in this beautiful, unique way that's going to revolutionize basketball even more.
It certainly feels like the game is becoming more and more international, and that is a beautiful thing. Mark Spears, thank you so much for joining us here on NBA Today, and I will be saying it all week, all year long, until the ceremony is official. But congratulations, my friend. Still to come on NBA Today, did you know the Cavs tradition when the Nuggets come to town? It involves some chicken nuggets, but don't worry, we're going to explain coming up next.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to NBA Today, presented by Levi's.
So our friend Mike Singer of the Denver Post, he was covering the Nuggets last night, and then he observed something. He sent out the following tweet, quote, "The Cavs are doing the Nuggets challenge. Eat more chicken nuggets than Denver scores points." And then he observed that one man had downed 116 nuggets with 6 minutes and 30 seconds left in the first half. Whoa. Cleveland has the number one defense. He should probably chill. So that got our producers thinking a little bit. Zach, how many chicken nuggets? How many chicken nuggets do you think you can eat in a 10-minute segment?
We'll see.
What?
I mean, I'm not gonna go crazy.
Do we have a counter?
Yeah. Number one. All right. Believe it or not,
no sauce either.
There was also an actual game being played. I need the sauce. You gotta have the sauce. Zach, you keep eating the Nuggets. Yeah. We're gonna show you what happened between the Nuggets and the Cavaliers. I believe in you, Zach.
Look at Perk's face.
I believe in
Perk's
you, Zach.
Like, how dare you not give me this challenge?
Zach, I'm not please gonna slow down before you have to wear a diaper for the rest of the day. Slow down. Slow down.
Nikola Jokic, he was going to work again last night. This one today. As Zach is going to work on those nuggets.
Keep going, Zach.
You got this, Zach. Michael Porter Jr., he hits the three.
Zach, are you using sauce?
I'm a barbecue
sauce. Are you just
sauce?
Eating them dry?
What?
No, dry is not it. Barbecue sauce?
I'm not in my kitchen. I don't have a whole accoutrement over here.
Well, technically they have condiments in the bag too, Zach.
Well, Michael Porter Jr., he was in his bag of condiments.
Hey!
a little sauce on the glass there. Nikola Jokic, once again, looking, dishing it out. Get yourself a big man who can pass. Michael Porter Jr., he hits the three. Take a listen to the post-game sound.
Well, I mean, he's the MVP. You know what I mean? When the MVP goes out and puts up a triple-double, that means he's impacting the game at a high level across the board. I think the most important stat, and he's going to set the record this year for most assists per game by a center in NBA history, he's going to, like, blow it out of the water because he's going to average 10-plus assists per game. To generate the shots and the quality of shots that he does every night is just remarkable. There's a lot of guys that can score. There's a lot of guys that can rebound. But the playmaking and the ability to make everyone around him better is what makes him truly a historically great basketball player.
Historically great basketball player. Okay, just like cool. That young man was a historically good
Zach, nugget. I really need you to pick up your pace. We're all competitive here. We're only at 5.
Yeah, man. Like, what are you doing?
Nikola Jokic, the driving force behind the Nuggets.
I'm getting a lot of mixed doubles. Messages.
They
mixed
equal
messages
wins.
From the
Denver
panel
is 22-0 when Jokic has what? I mean, just incredible stats from Jokic. Zach, you keep going. Shanae, I want to start with you on this one. How many series, when we're looking at the playoffs, because that's what we're talking about, how many series do you think Denver walks into with the best player on the floor?
Zach, are you good? I hope you're okay, Zach. You look like you had a moment, bro.
He's good.
Like, okay.
You turned
okay,
right,
he's good. So. I need you to pick up the pace.
I'm listening.
We got to hit 12
analysis.
At least. Okay, we got to hit 12. So talking about Nikola Jokic and in the playoffs, right?
Yes.
I look at certain teams, right, and I actually put them down. Phoenix, when KD gets back, I kind of think, all right, KD, Devin Booker, they might have the edge in, like, who's the best player on the floor? Clearly there. I think about the Clippers, Paul George and Kawhi.
Okay.
I think Jokic has the edge because he's been more consistent.
Uh-huh.
I think about the Mavs. You've got Kyrie and you've got Luka.
Yep.
That's a little difficult because those guys can both take over, and that's the highest scoring duo. And then you think about when Steph plays as the Warriors, right? So there are a couple guys like Steph, like Kyrie, like Luka, like KD, that I think, all right, Jokic has the better, you know, is what's your word, accoutrement of supporting cast that elevates his team to one in the standings. He may not be the best player, but he will probably have the better team in certain circumstances. So he may not, I don't think he's like the guy above everyone else, but his team will still have the edge.
Where do you fall on this, Perk?
Well, you know what? I'm going to pull a Shanae and I'm going to kind of go off topic a little bit because Michael Malone interview kind of just like, you know, made me think. And when I start thinking, I start saying things and I start wondering, right? So he talked about Jokic and rightfully so. He gave all the praise to him and rightfully so. Well, he better get it done.
Mm.
We're talking about the two-time MVP. We're talking about when it matters the most, he have not delivered in great fashion. Matter of fact, he even got swept when it came down to the postseason. The MVP rise to the occasion when it matters the most.
Mm.
So all the praise, and rightfully so, about his passing ability, his playmaking ability, things to that nature. Zach, I'm trying to give you more time to down some nuggets. You know I talk slow, so I'm going to stay going. But here's the thing. I don't care who he got to outplay. He better get it done.
Mm.
He has the personnel around him. Now it's time. Forget the regular season. We need to see what Jokic is going to do in the postseason.
Hmm.
Like, we talk about the pressure with John Morant and Kevin Durant and Jason Tatum. How about the pressure with Jokic? Like, isn't it pressure for him to get it done this year or make it to the NBA Finals?
As a potential 3-time MVP.
Well, Zach has stopped eating his nuggets,
right,
which makes me
chicken.
Think, yeah,
I'm
he has something to say.
Sometimes I feel
Zach,
like
you are a chicken.
Sometimes I feel like I dreamed up. I just dropped the chicken nugget. Sometimes I feel like I dream the Orlando bubble when the Denver Nuggets made the conference finals, which is further in the playoffs than Joel Embiid, Perk's choice for MVP last year, has ever made. I don't know if that did that happen. Did I forget that happened? Look at Jokic's playoff numbers. They're insane. This guy has delivered in the playoffs. He has not made the finals. That's fair. I agree with Perk that he's under pressure this season, particularly if he wins another MVP. But this idea that he's like done nothing in the playoffs has just been conjured out of thin air by people who are angry that he won the first two MVPs. He's been to the conference finals. He's gotten to the second round twice with very limited teams. And like, what are we even doing here? Why are we not having the same conversation about Embiid? Giannis, I'm done. I got to eat more chicken.
Because Embiid,
Because Embiid didn't win the MVP, Zach. And on top of that, I also seen the
When
Jokic got outplayed by DeAndre Ayton, do you want to talk about that? Do you want to talk about that? You want to revisit that?
Yeah, you want to talk about Facundo Campazzo and Austin Rivers starting that series for the Nuggets?
What's repeating in my head is Perk saying, Zach, you are a chicken. 9 Nuggets in 7 minutes. Not bad, Zach, but I think you got to keep going during the commercial break. Coming up right here on NBA Today. There are plenty of great plays from last night.
Chicken nuggets.
Check out this Reggie Jackson heave. I'm sorry. He said, Zach Lowe is a chicken.
Leave Zach.
Leave him alone.
Zach Lowe.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Magic Johnson is known for being the brightest light of the 5-time champion Showtime Lakers. And since the end of his playing days, Magic has been a champion for minority-owned businesses. Magic helped to fund nearly $100 million in small business loans directly to minority-owned businesses who were impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Magic was a top play every night, so let's check out some top of the top brought to you by Jamison. This is top of the top from last night. Look at this move right here from
SGA. Yeah, All-Star Shay, baby.
Oh,
that had like 7 moves.
I know.
Pump fake, draw back, midi, off the glass, and the Jazz would win according to our producer contest.
The Jazz would win, and that's why we have to show Lowry.
Speaking of freaking All-Stars, I mean, what a tremendous part of the season, but like, okay, big-time block.
Huge.
Okay, turn me up.
All right, and then we have your favorite, Chris Boucher.
Ever since I was in Mississauga covering the G League Showcase years ago. Okay, you better take off, young man.
He took off from the free throw line on that one.
And I really love, like, his name. I don't know why. I'm like, Boucher, baby. Like, let's go.
I love it. Boucher, baby.
Maybe because I'm a little Boucher.
Yeah, incredible. But the best moment from yesterday, Chanae, all these were awesome moments on the floor. But to see Brittany Griner back on the court yesterday, just a wonderful sight to see.
You know, basketball is our solitude. It's our peace. And this is what makes me so excited. BG is back. She's happy. She's smiling. And most importantly, she gives everyone joy. And that's what everyone should remember.
BG, it is so good to see you back on the court. NBA Today will be back in 60 seconds.
NBA Today is presented by Levi's, celebrating 150 years of the 501 jean.
One of the most iconic performances in the storied history of the NBA world.
Some guys, they just have the world by a string.
Here's Adetokounmpo right down Main Street for the slam. My goodness, how on earth do you stop that?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is one of the best shows in the NBA.
Tucker brings the boom! Dropping it down hard as he took to the air.
The main goal is to win, so that's where my focus is.
I know it's always, it's pressure because I'm one of the best players to ever play the game.
Stolen by Holiday! And a pass with ball throws it down!
It's 23 of the most important games in my career.
Uh-oh, spectacular move there for Kyrie Irving.
I think we can do something special.
Edwards! Thompson, three-pointer, bang, from downtown.
Jokic backs up for the win, yes!
Big weekend for games on our air. 7 games, 3 days, doubleheader tonight on ESPN, and then tomorrow you can see this entire showcase that carries on throughout the weekend. Zach Lowe, our chicken nugget nosher, what are you most excited for, my friend? Oh, we're keeping in studio. He's not here. I just want to say chicken nugget nosher.
Can I also say something?
Some heartburn.
My big sis, NECA, has re-signed with the Spartans.
Hey!
Sister
Act
is back. Sister.
Oh, wait. Yeah. Are we joining this?
Isn't that like the couch match? NECA, I'm so happy for you, for your legacy with Los Angeles. And you know what? It's just a special week for our fam. So.
May 19th?
Yeah. Yes, be May 19th. In the building.
We will be in the building for the season opener against the Spark, or with the Sparks against the Mercury, right?
Yes.
Have a wonderful weekend. Enjoy the games, and we will see you on Monday.